1988.
Here toll free at 855-450-FREE. It is the third hour of Free Talk Live, our one and only episode, Mark and myself at least, from this studio this week. Daryl will be here with Johnny Ray tomorrow for the Live Tuesday edition, and then Mark and I will be broadcasting live on Wednesday and Thursday from the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
That's right.
Johnny Ray and Daryl ought to be a hoot.
It should be entertaining. And then I think Daryl's going to be doing it again on Friday. I don't know who he has lined up for his co-host then. So we will continue to bring you live content even when Mark and I are not here to do it. And of course, you are welcome to continue to tune in. Get interactive on the phones at 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. You may Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We go to the phones and your calls and thoughts here in a moment. But also, still to come, Allie has a story about the e-cigarettes. I want to tell you how to get your first, maybe your second, fifth, Bitcoin wallet. If you don't have a blockchain wallet yet, you probably should consider it. Blockchain.info. Although a lot of people have them, they've got over 1 million wallets now that they have created for folks. You could have one of them by going to blockchain.info and getting one tonight. And then you've got an Android phone. You can get the blockchain app for your Android phone. If you've got an iPhone, sorry, you're SOL as far as apps are concerned. But you can still use your web browser on your iPhone to go to blockchain.info, and they have a fully compatible HTML5-based website version of this web wallet. So even with an Apple device, you can still use and have the power and simplicity of a blockchain.info wallet. They make it easy for you. And their wallet is encrypted and decrypted in your browser, meaning they don't actually have a way to get into your wallet on their servers. You do that in your browser.
Well, that's a little more comforting.
It is, in comparison to a lot of the online wallets, absolutely. And that's probably one of the reasons why blockchain.info is still there today, unlike a lot of their competitors who have crashed and burned. So get your free Bitcoin wallet tonight at blockchain.info. As we go to Corey, listening in Savannah, Georgia, online through the TuneIn app. Hey, Corey.
Hey, guys. Hi. Hey, Allie.
Welcome.
Hey.
So I wanted to call and say some things about why I love Free Talk Live. I recognize.
All right. Oh, it's getting a little sickening, but go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I recognize Dave from the Facebook group we have for the AMP people. And I just want to say that Michael W. Dean from Freedom Fiends and formerly Anarchy Gumbo has a few things he says about his program. He says that they serve as a teaching hospital. And I think that you actually fit that bill a little bit better because there's more of a sense of community. And I know that I've learned a lot about activism and about discussing things with people and how to approach people about liberty via Free Talk Live. And it's meant a lot to me. And then also a gentleman called before Dave and was talking about his experience being pulled over with a seatbelt, and Michael talks about show me on the doll where the government touched you, and commiserating about being molested by the government. And I think that's another function that Free Talk Live serves, that everyone can kind of have some kind of sense of solidarity, and that we're all being harassed in some way or another. One more thing I wanted to update you. I've lost 18 pounds so far. Just as an aside, I wanted to keep y'all updated on that. So,
on that. Since when?
Do what?
18 pounds since when?
I guess it's been about a month and 3 weeks or so.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. How many pounds are you planning to lose, including the 18?
About 100. I'd like to get down to around 225. So.
And what's the technique you're using here?
Do what?
What technique are you using for weight loss?
Eating less.
And yeah, that's a good one.
Exercising more. I mean, yep. It's pretty much the oldest trick in the book, really.
That's the best one from what I'm told.
If you can substitute a meal, if the average person can substitute a meal a day with salad instead, then you're really going to lose some weight. Another thing is water. Water's great because the fact is
cut out beer and put in place water.
Well, beer's one thing. Soda pops. There's a lot of people drink a lot of soda, even diet soda. Those things, just drink the water and you'll be better off.
Yeah, I drink a lot of water. It's filling, especially if you drink it before a meal. I've also cut out all fast food pretty much. I'm in grad school, so always preparing meals is not always possible. But
yeah,
fast food is very calorie intensive.
Well, wait, it depends on what you get, right? I mean,
yeah, but Subway has less calories, but you also there's not really a drive-through Subway.
If you go to Wendy's, you can get salads that are really good. There's no bread in there.
Exactly. So the chilies are actually quite good for you and low in calories, high in fiber, surprisingly. And there's a lot of options out there. It's all about what's available, though. So you have to really put some thought into it and really think a lot more than I used to. But it's something worth thinking about. If I could put this much effort into it and maybe add a few months onto my life, I think it's worth it because I think our lives are the most precious thing we have. I think that's a central premise of liberty is that life is precious and rare in the universe.
Well, definitely. I cannot really speak from experience. You're probably not the one wanting to hear advice about this, but because I'm just thin and I don't try to be thin, but I have to say that I think that just in life with anything, that don't overrate effort because you can put a lot of effort into something and not get the results and then say, screw effort, I'm just not going to try. Whereas, if going to Wendy's or one of these fast food places is a lot easier for you and you can just in that instance not get something that you think is making you fat, then I would say do that instead. Don't put in a bunch of effort if it's just going to make you burn out if you don't get the results you want.
Yeah, well, I was 285 pounds in the eighth grade. So I've been large my entire life. And it's, it was a growing up thing. I had bad eating habits my entire life. Mm-hmm. So now it's a completely readjustment. I have to rethink the decisions that I make. I have to rethink all the things that I've always been.
Yeah, and old habits die hard. So congratulations. Exactly. I mean, 18 pounds on your way to 100. That's a good chunk of the way there.
Yeah,
so,
it's nice.
Nice job.
It's like almost 18%.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Good luck out there at 8:50. That's exactly right.
Yeah,
that's
very good.
I'm a big proponent of fast food. I love it.
Almost one out of five. 18%. There you go.
Yeah, I think that... So I don't like a lot of the ingredients that go into fast food. One of the reasons is low cost is because of the choices of the things that they put in. But I'm not going to say, fast food, bad, you're bad, you're bad. I think that the finger shaking that goes on is a little much.
Yeah.
I think you've got to, like he said, take a little time, look at the ingredients, choose what's going to be better for you, what's not.
I've seen you in here with McDonald's.
Oh, I'll eat it. I like it. I'm addicted to it. I was raised on it, and there's no doubt about it.
Well, the thing is, so if you're comparing fast food to making food at home, then I would say definitely, because anytime you're making something for yourself, you're going to be more conservative about how much I'm going to put more cheese than they would put on my burger at a fast food place. But a lot of people, if they're concerned about certain things that they're eating, then they're going to be smarter about that when they're making it themselves at home. But when people compare fast food versus other places you go out to eat, I feel like the most restaurants we're comparing it to are using how much they spend on their ingredients doesn't mean that they're better for you. And a lot of times they're using they're buying all their ingredients from Sysco, which is basically the same place that McDonald's probably gets a lot of their ingredients from. Or the same quality.
I don't know if they get ingredients from Sysco and McDonald's.
Well, whatever. It's that's when
Sysco
I worked
has
at
an
restaurant.
Incredible selection.
I'm saying
you're probably going to find a better quality meat from Sysco than you will from McDonald's, but I could be wrong.
What I'm saying is that it's not healthy for you because you're spending $20 for your meal.
The money certainly isn't it, but oftentimes there's an indication by the price how much as far as the you know, the wholesomeness of the ingredients that went in.
It's an indication.
You're less likely to get chicken with rib meat in it at a fancier place.
Oh, come on.
We'll come back with more here in moments. Not that there's anything wrong with rib meat. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that's the Pro XPN toll-free line. ProXPN is a global virtual private network, and it encrypts your online data, everything leaving and entering your computer, whether your computer's a laptop, whether it's a smartphone, or a desktop, or tablet. This thing will work for you. ProXPN.com/FTL. You can grab their app there. There's Windows, Mac, iOS, and Android versions of their app. Install the app. It's very fast. It makes, you know, it's pretty simple. You just click the connect button once it's up and running, and you will be protected. They will begin encrypting your internet data. That way, your internet service provider is no longer able to snoop on you, as they probably are doing right now. If you're not using ProXPN, your ISP is likely logging all the websites you visit and every search term you enter, maybe in some cases for as long as 5 years. So you can stop that from happening in this moment by going to proxpn.com/FTL, download their app, and get it installed. The other thing that ProXPN can protect you from is the knowledge that websites have about your location. Normally when you go to a website, they know exactly where your location is. Well, not maybe to the street and the exact location of the physical computer, but they will know the town in which you are. You can go to a lot of websites that will tell you. They'll greet you by acknowledging your location. They figure that out based on your IP address, based on the, you know, the distribution of IP addresses throughout the internet. You can stop websites from knowing where you're located by going to proxpn.com/FTL, grabbing the app, because what they do is you connect to one of their servers, and your data is encrypted until it gets to their server. Then it's fed out to the rest of the internet, so the internet thinks that you're coming from the ProXPN server location instead of your actual location. So they basically run interference for you. ProXPN.com/FTL. Plus, they'll get you around internet blockages like at schools or workplaces or in other countries that prohibit you from accessing certain information. You are not prohibited if you're using ProXPN. So again, ProXPN.com/FTL. Use our discount code to get 20% off the price of their premium account for the lifetime of the account. You can use this code. It's FTL20. To get that 20% off, FTL20, or save even more. Save 33% by using Bitcoin to pay for their annual plan. And by the way, when you pay for their annual plan with just the ProXPN discount code that we gave you, the 20% off code, you'll pay only $5 a month. When the, you know, break the price down, the annual plan, over the year, and it's $5 a month, which is a heck of a deal for all the privacy protections we're talking about here. ProXPN, by the way, does not keep records of your online surfing habits, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and get started. And use our discount code FTL20 to save that 20%. So our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You know, just to go back real quick to a discussion we were having earlier that I didn't feel like we really finished up, Allie, you were talking about court and how you think that, you know, it's kind of a bad idea generally to go to court, and I tend to agree that, you know, you're going to lose. My suggestion was you're likely going to lose if you're going to court. You can't expect to win. I think it's a bad idea to expect to win in court, because then it's harder when you lose after you've expected to win.
But you're like 5-5 on your last 5 cases, right?
Not me personally. I've had, let's see, a few cases. My last few cases have been, maybe 4 cases have been.
Well, cases good. In which you are involved.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been pretty good. Yeah, 4 out of 4 of my most recent cases were successes. But that's, you know, we've had an attorney come up, Mark, that has helped with us and, you know, helped these cases out quite a bit. Attorney John Meyer from Manchester has been
a
huge factor.
But the fact is that you've been doing it for some time. You've got better at it. You've studied.
I did win the smoke alarm case, which I did not have an attorney for, and I won that at Supreme Court level, actually. I won at the district court level, then they appealed to the Supreme Court, and I won that, too, because they botched up their appeal, and they weren't able to correct it. So, practice does make improvements when it comes to going to court. And my point earlier was that the reason why people should go to court, in my opinion, despite the cost involved, and there is a cost, there's a cost involved in the frustration of dealing with court and dealing with the bureaucracy. There's cost involved in the fact that, you know, if you lose, you could end up having to pay more, because a lot of times they'll punish you for taking an issue to court. So there's all kinds of reasons not to do it, and I don't blame anybody.
There's also an opportunity cost where if you have to miss a day of work, you could have been making money that day. If you're, you know, thinking about going to court, which is all I would be doing the whole time before my court date, would be thinking about what I'm going to do in court, or trying to put it on my mind and be completely unprepared. Yeah. You know, that stress, you know, there's just it's a big cost to me. I don't like that. And if it's like, if I don't absolutely have to go, I'm not going.
I don't blame you for it. I wouldn't tell anybody they're a bad person for not going to court.
Well, thank you.
However, it is encouraging them when you don't go to court, and that much is true.
I don't know if that's true.
It absolutely is encouraging them. If they know they don't have to work, then they're going to keep doing what they're doing. If they know they're going to get convictions, regardless, if they know that all they have to do is write a piece of paper and hand it to somebody and they're going to get money out of you, then you're damn right they're going to keep doing that.
But what evidence is there that going to court means they're not going to do that?
Well, if enough people were to stop, it doesn't have to be everybody, it could be 10%. If 10% of court cases were to actually go not guilty and schedule a trial, then you'll start to see cases dropped. You'll start to see more and more cases will be dropped, sometimes right before court. So they'll like try to sweat you out, and then they'll drop the case right before you actually go to court. But you'll start to see that happen, because then they'll learn the lesson that they can't just get away with this crap anymore. And so as long as people keep bending over and doing what they're told to do, which is just pay the fine, then they're going to keep getting what they've always gotten, which is more fines, more citations,
more
arrests.
But what we're talking about are people who have been ticketed for breaking the law. So these aren't mm-hmm. people who are bending over. If they are bending over for the government, they wouldn't have been getting the tickets in the first place.
They're bending over after the fact.
So everybody breaks the laws. I mean, the tickets that they give out are really just taxes. They're really not much different than that.
You're expected by the government to just go along and pay the tickets. And that's what all the incentives are in the system, is for you to just pay the tickets. It's easiest to do that. You don't have to miss court, or you don't have to miss work, as you pointed out. And it makes it so it just seems to go away. But ultimately, what it really does in the long run is it encourages them to keep doing what they're doing, Allie, and then you're part of that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, why don't we use No, because I think you're wrong. Let's use Mark's analogy earlier with the slave driver. You know, if you're taking your whipping from the slave driver, are you encouraging it? If you mourn out in pain...
Well,
poor analogy.
Whoa. You get the whipping either way. The question is whether you dispute if you... your analogy should be, if you put a complaint in the slave complaint box...
No.
Because that's essentially what's going on here.
If you don't run away, if you know that if you get caught, if you're in the South, you're black, a slave, and you get caught running, that if they capture you, they're going to beat the crap out of you.
Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be good.
Are you encouraging them by not running? Are you encouraging the slave drivers by not running from them, knowing what the consequences will be if you get caught? Yeah, it's courageous to run, but we can't blame people for not running.
Clearly not.
No, I wouldn't blame somebody for not going to court.
Are they encouraging them? Are they then somehow part of the slave system other than being a victim?
Yeah, if you stay on the plantation, you're encouraging them. Absolutely.
That's crazy.
850, you got to take ownership of your own freedom. You can't just expect somebody to do it all for you. 855-450-FREE, that's the Pro-XPN toll-free line.
Blaming the victim.
There's plenty of slaves who said it was crazy to run off the plantation, and they might have been right from their perspective, because they could have gotten caught.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa. It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bio- byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you would like. Here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. We've got archives. They go back for years, all the way back to late 2006. You can just click and download them for free at freetalklive.com.
At coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of the best of the best coffee. It's BuzzBox. It's shade grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. Coffee is a very absorbent crop, and that makes the organic certification in this case much more important. BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something that other coffee producers don't seem to care nothing for. They set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their co-op. Free Talk Live is attempting to recruit 1,000 listeners to order their coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. So if you drink coffee, it's available to you. Just go there, get your free pound, help us change lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to change their own lives. Get started now by getting your free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com. You pay the shipping on that free pound. We'll give you the pound of coffee. You can cancel your subscription at any time. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue here. We're going to go to the phone calls. Your thoughts are welcome. We're talking about court. Is it worth it to go there? Allie says, no way.
I didn't say yes. No way. I said it depends on if it serves the person. In most cases, it doesn't seem like it
you
does.
You can't see a reason why it would ever serve you to go to court, unless you had to.
Unless it was just some kind of circumstances like, well, if I plead guilty, then that means that my license will be taken away, or if I don't show up, they'll arrest me.
Right. So you would only go to court under the most
dire circumstances.
For
me, going to court, I mean, people weigh it differently. Some people, it's like, no big deal. I don't have a job, or I don't have this, or going to court doesn't stress me out, you know. But for some people, it's like, this is a huge inconvenience. And it's just creepy to me. Even if it, like, even if I had no other excuse for not wanting to go, I just wouldn't want to go because it is just like, it's like a, it's like going to a church of a religion you're not familiar with.
Yeah, but that's a good analogy for court.
And that church can throw you in a dungeon for
that's
a long time.
Jason's on the line in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live, Jason.
Hey, I just wanted to pipe up a little bit on how to avoid going to court and stop any actions before you get there.
Okay.
I'll give you an instance. I live in a very small town, and we have a city council. My wife actually serves on the city council. I actually worked on the city council as a treasurer for a while. It's a non-voting position. But you're right. With these government organizations, only people that show up are the government bureaucrats. And they do interpret laws in a way that benefit them. Given this example, we have a city law, which is a junk ordinance of sorts, and it does stop people from trashing their yards and everything else. And they were interpreting the law in one way that said that if your car didn't have tabs on it, it was considered junk. And I challenged them.
What?
And I said, what's
didn't
that?
Have what? Didn't have what on it?
They have a junk ordinance.
Right.
Didn't have
if
tabs,
your car did
your
not have what on it?
Oh, tabs, registration.
Okay.
License plate.
Okay.
Okay, so they interpreted the law to say that if you do not have your current tabs on your vehicle, it's junk. And I questioned that and said, well, if I go buy a brand new pickup and put it in my front yard, is it considered junk? And they said,
yes,
well,
it is.
Yes, it is. And so I challenged them and I made them go to their attorney and prove that this law was just and they were interpreting it the right way, the correct way. And they took it to their attorney on their dime, and the attorney came back and said, no, they have to meet all of these qualifications, which had non-running, no tabs, market value was less than what it was worth, and that sort of thing. So, but you're right.
So what do you know? The government didn't even know its own laws.
And by the way, they didn't go on their own dime.
Yeah.
Because realize that most of these people, especially in a small town situation, is that they don't know how to interpret laws. They're not trained professionally in how to interpret them, and they interpret them as they want to get their goals accomplished, you know? And,
exactly.
So that's what they'll do, and they'll claim that a brand new pickup in your front yard without tabs on it is in violation of the ordinance.
Well,
and,
I'm sure the way they see it is that they know that there's a lot of laws out there and that everyone's constantly breaking the law. They know it because they know that they're constantly breaking the law. Everyone speeds, you know, everyone does these little things that we know are not legal. And I'm sure that for the bureaucrats in court, they're thinking, you know, well, you're trying to get away with getting caught. We caught you. So what are you doing here? Trying to say that we didn't catch you. We caught you. And they're saying, well, I don't think what you caught me for is what I was really doing. And they're like, no, we caught you. That's basically how court goes.
Well, yeah, but this is a way to get around going to court because I got a letter in the mail saying we're going to fine you $100 a day until you move this vehicle from your property. I said, what? You're going to fine me $100 a day? Where do you have this justification? I went to them and had them read the law and the ordinance, and I said, I think you're reading that law wrong because you're not interpreting it the way that it's written. And they had to take it to their attorney, and their attorney said, no, you're interpreting the law incorrectly. And they asked, well, can we change the ordinance so that we can actually go after these people? And he said, no, that's a state law. You cannot change it. You cannot override it. So you can use laws to your own advantage as long as they're interpreted correctly.
Sure, but you have to be willing to actually take the time to read the ordinance or the statute in question, and that can be a challenge on its own. Sometimes they're written so obtusely that it's very, very difficult to comprehend what is actually being said.
I don't think a person of average intelligence is likely to be able to read government laws. I mean, I don't think they're written that way.
I don't know. If you really crack at it, some of them, you can make an understanding.
Ian, I'm not suggesting you're of average intelligence. I mean, an average intelligence is a person with an IQ of 100.
That's a good point. Jason, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I guess I was just on the laws thing. There's more laws on the books than you can read in your entire lifetime if you
it's
read
so
8
true.
Hours a day, every day of the day, every day of the year. So.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah,
I appreciate your call tonight, man. Thanks for it. Yeah, I agree. And so let me give an example, Allie, of like a real-life example of how this can work. So parking tickets here in Keene, it's a $5 ticket. if you wait, you know, 2 weeks, it'll go up to $10. They'll send you a notice saying, hey, you know, you need to pay this or else it's going to go up again, and then it might go up again, etc. So the encouragement is that people should go ahead and challenge it right away. So mm-hmm. lock in the $5 price. Don't let it go up, because if you challenge it when it goes up, you're going to have to pay what the amount is that it's gone up to if you get found guilty. So that way your risk is only $5, and of course the time that it takes to go to court. So there is that. And if you're a work, you know, if you're a workaday person, then it, I don't blame anybody personally for taking a plea deal. That's the most convenient thing for most people, and that's why it's popular for people to take plea deals. However, you should know that you are encouraging them every time you do take a plea deal. So if people start doing this, and people have, and the reason I'm giving you this example, I was told by James Cleveland, who is known as Robin Hood here in Keene, and for those that don't know, Robin Hooders are people who go around and they feed expired meters prior to the meter maid reaching said expired meter to write a ticket. So basically, they prevent the meter maid from writing tickets for people, and this has become a national news item, and actually an international news item, and it's a fascinating thing you can learn more about by going to freekeen.com and clicking the Robin Hood tag. There's a lot of information there about that. But what James told me was that he had been told by people, so obviously we're talking about hearsay here, but he had been told by people who had received information from Robin Hood. See, what happens when you get saved is Robin Hooders will leave a card, which basically has a picture of Disney's Robin Hood on it and says, hey, we saved you from the king's tariff. You know, it's kind of a cute little thing. But if you get a ticket, let's say a Robin Hooder hits the streets and they find a few ticketed cars because they weren't on the street or whatever, right. You know, they just didn't save those people for whatever reason, they have a secondary item that they can leave. So instead of leaving a card saying they were saved, they weren't saved. They leave an informational sheet which encourages folks to take the ticket to court and gives them information on how to go about doing that. And so some people were apparently doing this. They were taking the advice, the suggestions, and they were going to demand their trials. And what was happening was, people, when they were going to demand the trial, they were having their charges dropped.
Wow.
Right then. Now, if I were to go and do it, they wouldn't do the same thing to me. If a known liberty activist or a known Robin Hooder were to go and challenge a ticket, they're going to go to court.
Well, it worked out for those people,
then. But the average people who were saying, I want to take this to court, weren't even getting the court date. It was just being dismissed right there on the spot. That's what I've heard. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for you with your thoughts if you dial in right now at 855-450-FREE or Skype us. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And again, that's user lrn.fm. Just send a contact request. It will be approved. And then you'll easily be able to get on with us here. And you'll sound great, usually, if you're on Skype in comparison to the telephone line. Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Go to freestateproject.org. Get signed up for this wonderful movement of what will be 20,000 liberty-minded people who are going to be converging their activist activities here in New Hampshire to make sure that we actually have a chance at achieving liberty in our lifetime. We've got a good chance if we get enough people together in the same physical geographic location. That's the reason why the three of us are in the studio here tonight. We don't all agree on everything, but one thing that we do generally agree on is that more freedom is a good thing. And freedom being your right to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody in that
process. I like it that way.
Yes, and also, in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free who may be living their life in a slightly different way than you might live your life, or maybe in a totally different way. So long as everyone's consenting, it's none of your business. So if you agree with those ideas, if you love freedom, go to freestateproject.org. You owe it to yourself to check it out. Check out their 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. I found them very persuasive. And they've done a good job of kind of keeping them up to date over the years. And New Hampshire really is, not only is it the best place right now for freedom, but as more people move here as part of the Free State Project, it'll become even better. In fact, I had an interesting day today here in Keene, New Hampshire. I discovered that a hit piece flyer has been made against me.
Oh,
which
wow.
Which made me very happy.
You're not even running for office right now, are you?
I am. Oh, I'm actually running for school board here in Keene. And that was what the hit piece flyer, one of the sides of the hit piece flyer was about. One side was about the Robin Hooders and how Robin Hooders aren't what they seem to be and they're really bad people and blah, blah, blah. So it was one side.
Just because they're saving you from parking tickets doesn't make them good.
Right. And so they cited a quote from Graham Coulson, who's actually not a Free State Project participant.
They called him a Free State Project.
They called him a Free State Project participant, and they cited a quote from him about not liking the American government. And so they, you know, of course, said that we hate the soldiers and we hate the government and da-da-da-da-da. So there's this one side. Of course, it's really just kind of garish and harsh-looking, just an ugly flyer.
It's really, really poorly
put your picture on there?
My picture, I believe, is on the back side of it. On the other side, it's all about me. So one side's about the Robin Hooders, the other side's about me and my campaign for school board. They actually cite my campaign answers that I gave for the newspaper. So whenever you run a political campaign here in town, the newspaper will send you a questionnaire, and you can fill out those questions, send it back to the paper, and they'll publish it. So they took my answers to those questions, about 3 out of 4, I think, or 3 out of 5 of them, and they published my full answers on the back side of this. And then they highlighted a few things they thought were really bad.
Like free advertising.
I want to end the war on drugs, for instance. And so they highlighted that, and they said that I'm a bad person.
My favorite is they called you a liar for answering the question, do you have a family, with yes.
Well, the question was family. There was no actual question around that. So it was it was kind of like an informational thing you were supposed to fill out. I answered it yes rather than talking about my family in detail.
So, it's really a strange thing to ask. It's a poorly worded question, right? Do you have a family?
Well, again, that wasn't the question.
Right,
the question
but do you understand family. Do you have a family is a... Okay, so family is a bad question, but do you have a family? Still not a particularly good question because everybody's got a family, right?
Yeah.
Now, do you have children? No. Do you have a wife? No.
Well, so the backside of it said, he's lying. He doesn't have any children.
What?
Because I'd said yes to the family inquiry.
Yeah, well, that's a confusing. I would say that I have a family.
It was the single best piece of evidence that they had that he was lying was that he answered yes
that's
to
pretty good.
Family.
That's the guy, yeah.
If I read that, if I didn't know Ian, I'd be like, wow. This guy sounds great. That's the best lie they could find is he said, yes, dude, do they have family? I think that would be pretty obvious.
The family line they picked out, and then the thing about ending the war on drugs because, apparently they want to keep putting teenagers in jail cells.
Well, I mean, right now states are legalizing marijuana, so when people think of the war on drugs, that's often what they think about. So it's not exactly the most unpopular opinion. And somebody's taking their time to go distribute these and put them under car windshield wipers. I think it's really great for
you. That's why I said I was elated to find this out. Actually, there's a delivery driver downtown who's a Free Talk Live listener. He works for one of the Chinese restaurants in downtown Keene. And he came by today to give me a copy of this flyer, which was placed on his car windshield, by whoever this mysterious person is that's out there trying to attack me. And I was just so grateful to find that out today, that this person was putting them on multiple car windows downtown. And they paid for full color printing of this thing. I mean, it's full color, two sided.
Wow!
Not a cheap print job, I'm sure.
It's ugly, but
ugly flyer. But the printing wasn't cheap. And just the fact that they're printing my words on this flyer. I mean, even if they hadn't printed my words, even if it had just been a hit piece against me, just like Ian's terrible or et cetera, then I still would have been happy about it because essentially them giving attention to me or the Robin Hooders or anything of the liberty movement is more attention than we would have otherwise had. And I love it that the people who oppose the Free State Project are so afraid.
And loud.
And so loud about it. And similar things are happening in Bedford, New Hampshire this year. Usually we're used to getting attacked here in Keene. But apparently a couple guys are running, a couple Free State Project participants. Aaron Day is one of them, another guy named Mike Phillips. Matt Phillips. I don't know either of them, but...
I know Aaron.
Okay. Anyway, they're both running for, town office. One running for a town council, the other for school board in this relatively small town. I guess probably about 15,000 people live in the Bedford area, I think I saw.
It's almost a small city there.
Yeah, it's like right on the outskirts of Manchester. And
it's Bedford, the rich area.
They are under attack. Big time. The political establishment there is striking out against them. There's some muckety-muck politico who's got him, he's like a former town councilor. He's got his own cable access show.
Ooh.
And he went on the air on his cable access show to out the Free Staters and attack the Free State Project and this and that. But it was great because he kept encouraging his audience to research the Free State Project.
Yeah.
And kept flashing up the URL on the screen, freestateproject.org. It was a 20-minute video. It must have flashed up there at least 6 or 7 times. And so, his encouragement was to go ahead and research this and find out about the Free State. Please, please, go ahead. Encourage people to find out about the Free State Project. A lot of people in New Hampshire are going to like what they hear about the Free State Project when they find out about it. Some people aren't going to like it. Those people work for the state, and too bad for them. So it doesn't bother me at all when these people do this stuff. I like it.
What we often find, we found, I don't know about often, but we have found in certain circumstances is people that get the most outraged, that don't work for the government, will, you know, they'll rant and rave for a year or two, and then they leave the state. They're like,
a lot of them
this
have
isn't
left.
Worth fighting.
Yeah, a lot of them have left.
Then they pick up and leave. And what this reminds, you know, it just goes to show that activism, whatever what kind of activism you do, it's difficult. And if you're the only one out there, the only momentum is you, you get burned out. This is the problem that liberty activists have had around the country. And this is why I chuckle to myself when people say, oh, yeah, I'm not moving to New Hampshire for liberty. It's cold. Okay, good, because it wasn't worth having you move.
Well, like, one of the things I wanted to point out about this, and we'll get to your phone call here in a moment, but ask yourself, if you're a liberty activist where you live, are the libertarians getting that kind of hatred? Are the libertarians being attacked like that? In the, you know, if a libertarian runs in a three-way race there, wherever it is you live, are they being attacked as a threat? Are they being singled out in any way, shape, or form? Are they even being acknowledged?
Yeah, they're probably being ignored.
Are they being paid attention to in any way, shape, or form? Answer's probably no. No one ever gave a damn about the libertarian campaigns, because you know why? They weren't a threat to the establishment.
But you know, it's a
but
shame
here
because,
we are.
Because listening to Democrats and Republicans debate and argue is so boring and just, it's like, you know, makes you brain dead.
Mm-hmm.
But when you can get one of those groups or any group and a libertarian debating,
it's more interesting.
It's way more interesting because at least one position is consistent.
Yep, and we're bringing a lot of that to the table here in New Hampshire. Go to freestateproject.org, learn more. We've got Mick in Virginia, I think, listening to, I don't know, Mick, what's your, where are you at in there in Virginia?
I'm over at a truck stop here in Mount Jackson.
Oh, excellent. So you're listening to WSVG. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, sir. I think there's a libertytree.com I hear Mark Levin talk about, but I use Truckers Legal because I'm a trucker, and if I get a ticket, like, say, in Mississippi, like I had a couple of tickets this guy cop gave me, and it only costs like a couple dollars a week, which is pretty cool. And
so what, do they help you out? It's like a prepaid legal thing?
Yes, and for $100, you know, you got a lawyer in that area that knows.
Sweet.
Nick,
I wish we had more time to talk to you, man, but we are out of time for tonight. I appreciate you listening, and call us any other time you want at freetalklive.com. Call earlier in the show. We'll be happy to talk to you for longer, and I appreciate your call tonight, sir. Yep. More tomorrow night. See you there. Free Talk.
Free Speech Me is a free software plugin for Firefox that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. You can register a .bit domain today using the inexpensive cryptocurrency Namecoin. .bit domains are extremely resistant to being shut down or hijacked by governments, corporations, or criminals. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to effortlessly get to your site using your .bit address and our Free Speech Me plugin. Go right now to freespeechme.org.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future. At the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.